Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
I want to thank the Lord for our Constitution. I also want to thank the NRA for its legacy. The National Rifle Association was founded by religious leaders who wanted to protect free slaves from the Ku Klux Klan. They would raise money, buy arms, show the free slaves how to use those arms, and protect their families. God bless you. Many of us probably wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the NRA.
But let me just briefly say that gun control, for black Americans, we know that gun control has ultimately been about people control.
Right after the Emancipation Proclamation, what was going on down in the southern states, it's very clear that the Dixiecrats wanted to disarm black people to keep us from defending ourselves against the Klansmen who were murdering white and black Republicans to control the ballot box.
This current administration is far from the truth. This agenda is becoming more and more obvious to all that it's a distraction. It's a reason, it's an excuse to carry out an ideology that is more evident every day and every week that goes by, that it is anti-American. And when you touch the Second Amendment, you can't become more anti-American, because America would not be without her guns, and guns would not be necessary without her God. We call upon Americans, both black, white, Hispanics, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, and even those who are not of our faith, to agree upon this. Without God, without guns, and without the Constitution, America's end will come with haste. For when they change our Constitution, they will take our guns. And when they take our guns, they will also seek to take our God. That's when Americans will fight back.
This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. You just tuned into Radio Free Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, proud to be your host, and it is great to have all of you with us tonight on episode 1306, the sixth broadcast of 2013. I want to welcome all of you across the American Redoubt. Thanks for tuning in. And for all of you outside the wire in occupied America and around the world, special thanks goes out to all of you wearing the uniform, whether it's green or blue. Thanks for checking in. And what you just heard right there at the beginning of the show was something you will not hear from the mainstream media. Without God, without guns, and without the Constitution, America's end will come with haste. Truer words have never been spoken, and this man is dead on. This was from a conservative black event where speakers were giving thanks to the National Rifle Association for defending their rights to be able to protect themselves, to have the Second Amendment in place, to fight for their rights to be able to have firearms. And what's scary is that the rest of the country, especially up there in New Europe, where Bloomberg's territory, that is a section of what used to be the great United States of America that has opted out of Americanism. And they are trying to destroy the Constitution. They are trying to eliminate God from our culture and our country. And they are hastening the end of the United States. This is my fear, that that our country is slipping into the history books to join all the other empires that have gone before it. And we can't seem to stop following the same formula that every other empire has. This led to its own self-destruction, suicide of a superpower, as one author put it. But we've got a few things to cover tonight. We are going to be talking about some digital communications and some of our plans for communication plans or our communications networks that we're working on right now. And we are going to be debuting that in April. We've got, there's just a lot of stuff going on. For those of you that are listening on to a CD-ROM or some digital version, or if you're listening to low-power FM radio somewhere and you want to learn more about what we stand for, you can go to www.radiofreeredoubt.com. You can also email me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. You can learn a lot more. This, of course, is the voice of the American Redoubt, and the American Redoubt is a movement of a demographic shift of conservative, God-fearing, liberty-loving Americans who are relocating to various different pockets. They're getting out of the People's Republic of California. They are getting out of New Europe. They are leaving these bastions of liberalism and America-hating demographic strongholds, and they are moving into conservative strongholds, strengthening those areas. We are not anti-government. We are pro-government. Government is an institution that was designed by God, but we are anti-tyranny. We are anti-oppression, and we are for a government that is going to hold to its constitutional mandates and remain chained to its constitutional prison. So Radio Free Redoubt is here to inform, to equip, to encourage, and hopefully inspire you to make your move while you can to the American Redoubt states. That is Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, and the eastern portions of Oregon and Washington states. That makes up the American Redoubt, as defined by James Rawls. Many of you are familiar with James Rawls, the author of and editor of survivalblog.com, author of several books, including The Patriots, novel of the coming collapse, that series. Okay, we are going to get right into the news and commentary, which will probably end up being the bulk of today's episode. A little bit after that, in this subsequent segments, I want to talk about the plans of the enemy right here in the American Redoubt in several different communities, but I just chose one because I have the documentation for it, and I wanted to make you aware of what's going on so you know what to look for in your communities across the American Redoubt and across America if you're living in other conservative redoubts, the Texas Redoubt, the Adirondack Redoubt, the Southern Redoubt, several emerging redoubts where conservatives are gathering. You need to know when these creeps are trying to sneak communism, socialism, statism, globalism into your community, basically trying to undermine everything that you hold close to you in your heart, that you value. And they're being pretty sneaky about it. They're trying to change your elected officials because they're trying to change your laws. And so they're, of course, trying to influence the type of leadership that gets chosen. Talk a little bit about that later in the show. But first, we bring you news and commentary on some of the current events that are going on around the world, across the country, and the American Redoubt. Stories that could affect you. Of course, we try to narrow it down because out of the 5,000 stories we get a week on different things going on, try to just narrow these down to some of the hot topics, hot button topics that are going on. So our first one, brought to us by ChristianPost.com, article states that a new study just released says that homeschoolers are healthier, happier, than and more productive than public or private school students. First of its kind study conducted by the National Jewish Health, in that's the NJH, in Denver, Colorado, reveals homeschoolers are happier, healthier, and they perform better academically and socially because they get more sleep. This is a sleep study that they did. Outcomes of the study also reveal that 44.5% of the students who attend traditional schools don't get enough sleep, which can result in lower grades, impaired driving, and behavioral problems. Although I concur that this study probably shows that, I would put forward that it probably has a lot more to do with sleep than it has to do with the spiritual battle that's going on for the minds and hearts and souls of our children that's taking place. And so, yeah, I'm a very strong proponent of homeschooling. We do not homeschool for a couple of reasons, but I'm a very strong proponent of it. And of course, our children do not go to public schools. Next story from The Blaze. There's a new app out. If you want to start patronizing businesses or steer clear of businesses, depending on their gun policies, whether they're gun friendly or whether they support victim zones, there is a new app. It's called the Free Gun Free Zone app. It's a free app. It was released last month for Android, Apple, and Amazon devices, claiming to identify the nearest 20 commercial locations, including businesses, churches, and schools, as either firearm-friendly or gun-free establishments. And they are tagged as either one or the other by users. So you can participate by continuing to add to that database if you download that app. The purpose of the app, according to its website, is to allow users to report and find gun-free zones throughout the United States. Like I said a couple shows ago, let's have gun-free schools and then where guns are allowed by parents and teachers' schools and see which ones you'd feel safer sending your kids to. But this is not just schools. It's businesses, churches, and whether you want to shop in gun-free zones as often as possible or avoid them altogether, this app will help you shop, play, and do business with like-minded people, the website states. As the app's press release puts it, it lets users vote with their wallets. And so I would encourage you to participate in that. I'm going to look into that myself, see if I can get that app downloaded. We have a propaganda alert. Mayor Bloomberg, he's got a group, this Mayor's Against Illegal Guns group. They are really pushing a propaganda campaign. They make no bones about it. Bloomberg's pro-gun control group, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, that's deceiving right there, is launching the campaign in states where senators may be on the fence regarding a package of firearms proposals making their way to the Senate floors, wherever the prospective states might be. As the push for that legislation appears to falter, President Obama plans to soon tour the country to talk about the need to reduce gun violence. A senior administration official confirmed to Fox News. Bloomberg also confirmed Sunday that he plans to spend $12 million to run ads in at least 10 states, suggesting that there could be a political price to pay for opposing the measures. And he was making threats to any elected official who opposes gun control agendas that there would be a price to pay. So making threats now. Here's one example of an ad. And this ad depicts some supposed gun owner sitting on the tailgate of a truck with a break-action shotgun sitting across his lap. Listen to this deceiving drivel. Now remember, they're using a guy trying to look like some down-to-earth country pro-gun redneck. And also remember, this is funded by Mayor Bloomberg and his little mayor anti-Second Amendment, anti-Constitution group. You know these people remind me of? Pelosi, Bloomberg, Charles Schumer. These people, they remind me of the same ilk that you see in the capital city in Hunger Games. Remember the movie, or if you've read the book, The Hunger Games? That's the kind of people these are. That's the same mold that they come from, in Hunger Games. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, listen to the audio from this, just one of the commercials that they're putting forward, this propaganda piece, to try to make you think that, hey, you know, even gun owners, you know, have a reasonable voice, you know, for doing more to keep guns out of your hands. So as long as it's an approved break action shotgun, trap, or skeet shotgun, they're all for protecting your Second Amendment. But you just don't need those other guns. Anyway, listen to this.
My dad taught me to hunt, and I'll teach my kids. I've owned a gun all my life, and I'll fight for my right to keep it. Background checks have nothing to do with taking guns away from anyone. Closing loopholes will stop criminals and the dangerously mentally ill from buying guns. That protects my rights and my family.
Tell Congress, don't protect criminals. Vote to protect gun rights and our families with comprehensive background checks. Demand action now.
And Wayne LaPierre said that from the NRA on Sunday's NBC's Meet the Press, he said about Bloomberg, he can't spend enough of his $27 billion to try to impose his will on the American public. He can't buy America. So amen to that. Speaking of New York and Bloomberg, you could participate if you live in the New Europe state of New York. You could be a snitch for only $500, and you could help disassemble the U.S. Constitution by turning in your neighbor if you think they might have an illegal gun, whatever an illegal gun is. I didn't even know there was such a thing as an illegal gun. New York offers $500 reward for reporting illegal gun owners. Nearly a year before signing the nation's most stringent gun control measures into law, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo launched a hotline that allows state residents to snitch, report illegal gun owners in exchange for a $500 reward. I don't know if they're going to be giving that out in the form of tennis shoes or movie tickets or what? Video games, maybe. You can get a violent video game and an Xbox for turning somebody in with a... No, I don't know. It just says $500 reward. The measure is part of a four-pronged approach established by the governor's office to reduce gun violence in urban communities, according to CBS Channel 6 out of Albany. And of course, I got this article from Fox News. Some of you may have seen it. New Yorkers can call the gun tip line if they believe someone they know has an illegal gun. The hotline calls are answered by the state police and tips are referred to local law enforcement, the station reported. This initiative seeks to turn neighbor against neighbor and use their own tax dollars to pay for the $500 reward. So your taxes get to pay your neighbor to snitch on you for exercising your constitutional right. This is great. But that was a concern that was voiced by Republican Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin in an interview with that local news station. Now, I wonder who got the $500 reward for this one. Jay Steiner, New York. He was apparently the lunatic that cops were looking for all along. Steiner was arrested in January by police in Long Island, New York, which is in New Europe, after they allegedly discovered a cache, I love these words, of more than 300 guns, including a number that are illegal to possess in his home. Well, of course, if you're in New York and you have a gun, it's probably already illegal anyway, no matter if it goes bang, pop, you can't have it. Oh, this home is around the corner from a high school. Gasp. Police say he had 85 illegal handguns. I'm jealous. He had 230 shotguns and rifles. Now I'm doubly jealous. Along with thousands of rounds of ammo. Now I'm triply jealous. He had more firepower than the detectives who arrested him, the local district attorney said. That's a fine patriot there. Steiner's federal gun license, which allowed him to buy and sell firearms, had expired in 2004, and police have accused him of operating an illegal gunsmithing business from his home. So now gunsmithing businesses are illegal. Don't mount a scope without the tax permit, this license. That's all they want is just an ounce of your flesh. As long as you pay the little fee and get your license, then you can do business. Another one from Fox News, Colorado. Let's see here. Where's, oh yeah, I got a couple from Colorado, a little bit closer to the American Redoubt. Colorado Governor Bootlicker, Hickenlooper, signs gun control package. Colorado's governor signed bills Wednesday that place new restrictions on firearms, signaling a change for Democrats who have traditionally shied away from gun control in a state with a pioneer tradition of gun ownership and self-reliance. Used to be a state that I admired. The legislation thrust Colorado into the national spotlight as a potential test of how far the country might be willing to go with new gun restrictions after the horror of mass killings at an Aurora movie theater and Connecticut elementary school. Of course, that horror unfolded because the movie theater made it illegal for people to have the means to defend themselves. That was horrific. Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper signed bills that require background checks for private and online gun sales and ban ammunition magazines that hold more than 15 rounds. Hickenlooper said large capacity magazines have the potential to turn killers into killing machines. I love that. So dramatic. And he also said that he realized that some gun owners may be inconvenienced, but that the potential for damage seems to outweigh significantly the inconvenience people would have. So basically, this is another way to reword the argument that giving up your rights is more important, or basically making you feel safer, or making some people feel that you're safer, outweighs you having your rights. It's kind of, I found somebody sent me in a great quote. I don't have it right in front of me. Let's see if I can remember it. It was, turning in your gun and participating in a gun buyback program because criminals have too many guns is like having yourself castrated because your neighbor has too many kids. I thought that was great. And also in Colorado, in response to Hickenlooper's legislation that he just signed, sheriff vows not to enforce Colorado's tough new gun control bills. Now, even before the bills had passed, the county sheriffs of Colorado came out against the measures. I covered that a couple weeks ago, using a one-year wait after the Newtown before any gun control legislation was introduced. And now at least one Colorado sheriff has said that he doesn't support the new laws and doesn't plan to enforce them. He says they are feel-good, knee-jerk reactions that are unenforceable, Weld County Sheriff John Cook told the Greeley Tribune. If you have to live in Colorado, then move to Weld County because you have a sheriff there that is not going to enforce unconstitutional laws. He says criminals are still going to get their guns, and he's right. But tied in with this story is another propaganda alert. Listen to the wording of how this journalist wrote this article. This is from the csmonitor.com. I'll post the link so you can go to it. But this is what it says. The prospect of vigilante cops selectively choosing which laws to enforce is disturbing to gun control activists who say Sheriff Cook is essentially encouraging lawlessness. But Cook's comments point to a deeper split in law enforcement that is mirrored nationwide, particularly on the issues like gun control. So, because he's not going to enforce an unconstitutional law, so he's going to hold to his oath. Thank you, and God bless you, all of you in uniform who've made the decision to follow your oath, to keep your oath, not to violate the Constitution. Your oath to uphold and support, and not only uphold and support, but to defend the Constitution. This is the kind of people that we need, not the ones that say, not only, you need to take it a step farther. Not only will we not help you enforce these unconstitutional laws, if you try to enforce unconstitutional laws, you're going to have a problem with us because we are going to rise to the defense of our citizens and defend their constitutional rights. That's the kind of oath keepers we need stepping up. So God bless all of you out there that are listening, that are in the military, that are in law enforcement, that are in the FBI, Some of you in the Department of Homeland Security, various different capacities where you have an influence to influence others, or where you might have to make a decision one day in the future. You've already made that decision in your mind. Lord bless you for that. Thank you for being oath keepers. It's so important. Whose side do you want to be? Who do you want to put their arm around you and tell you how proud of you they are? Obama, Bloomberg, Schumer, Feinstein? You want these people telling you how proud of you they are? Or would you want Thomas Jefferson or George Washington or Benjamin Franklin, somebody with high moral character, to put their arm around you and look you in the eye and say, I'm so proud of you for stepping up and doing what you're doing? Who do you want to please? Kind of use that as your litmus test. Something to think about. That sheriff joins over 340 other sheriffs across the country who have refused to enforce any gun laws that they say are unconstitutional. That's from the Examiner. Pretty cool. All right. Also from Colorado. Boy, they're just going downhill fast. Colorado governor signs law allowing same-sex civil unions. Out of Denver from Reuters. Colorado legalized same-sex civil unions on Thursday, reflecting a recent shift to the left in the political balance of power in the Denver State House. Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper, he signed the measure that backers say makes gay and lesbian, I misspoke, that makes homosexual couples eligible for the most of the same benefits, protections, and responsibilities currently extended only to heterosexual spouses. However, Colorado still bans homosexual marriage and is one of over 30 states with a constitutional amendment that defines marriage as exclusively between a man and a woman. When that law takes effect on May 1st, Colorado will join 8 states that recognize civil unions or domestic partnerships in lieu of homosexual marriage, according to the Human Rights Campaign. Okay, I'm going to, let's see. I still have several others that I wanted to cover. We're coming up on 25 minutes into the show. So I'm going to take a just quick little 2-3 minute break here, about a 2-minute break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the same issues, but only some of the things that are going on inside the American Redoubt. Things that we need to be aware of so we can fight against it as much as we can. But there's one article tied very similarly close to this Colorado bill, a bill that's coming out of Olympia that's being discussed. It's just how far things are being pulled to the left. So let's take a break and I'll get into news and commentary from some of the things going on in the American Redoubt. This is John Jacob Schmidt and you are tuned in to the voice of the
Mr. President, members of Congress, you've been making a lot of noise about taking our guns away. But you might want to review history. 1835, Gonzales, Texas Territory. The authorities wanted to confiscate the big gun that protected that colony. You know what the people said? Come and take it. Because they were willing to fight for their freedom and their guns. So are we.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time, just like Gonzales. We're keeping our guns.
The boy fell asleep under the birch tree. The boy fell asleep under the birch tree. 27807 15198 97121 54893 10503 74103 85184 99950 23791 18521 51221 59177 36109 60084 35814 21626 59419 10021 05756 30035 again 27807 15198 97121 54893 10503 74103 85184 99950 23791 18521 51221 59177 36109 60084 35814 21626 59419 10021 05756 30035 End of message.
We are eternally grateful to all our heroes, past and present, who have sworn to protect and defend our nation and our Constitution. Thank you for keeping your word. Thank you, Oath Keepers.
In the event of a disaster, the likelihood of communications going down, such as cell phone services, is very high. To communicate using your CB radio, MERS radio, FRS, or GMRS personal two-way radio, simply tune to Channel 3. Click on the CH3 Project button on the Radio Free Readout blog to learn more.
Okay, we're back. We are just wrapping up the news and commentary, but went a little bit long, and I don't want to make it go a half an hour, you know, in one straight shot. So I thought that'd be a good place to break it off. We were just starting to talk about news from the American Redoubt. There is one that is, there's a story about some legislation. This is put out by Fox News. They were covering this. That's kind of disturbing. And this is out of, sadly, one of the American Redoubt states. Now, mind you, this is from Washington State, which is divided demographically right down from north to south, right along the mountains. Everything on the west side of the mountain range, the Cascades, is liberal, left-wing, statist, progressive, however you want to word it. Everything over on the east side, all the way to the Idaho border, extremely conservative. Unfortunately, they're outnumbered by the highly densely populated Seattle, Tacoma, Olympia area. But Washington State weighs the first in the nation abortion insurance mandate. This might be a really good excuse. This is sad because if you own a business and they're going to mandate that you provide insurance that also includes abortion, we want you to get out of there. We need you to come to one of the other states in the American Redoubt where you won't be mandated to provide abortion services in the insurance coverage that you provide for your employees. The problem is you're going to be leaving more patriots behind who the eastern portions of Oregon and Washington are extremely conservative. That's why they're included in the American Redoubt. As much trouble as America is in, who knows how things could be situated in the future. But right now, they belong to Washington State and Oregon states, and they're affected by left-wing progressive legislation going on the other side of the mountains. With 21 states having adopted bans or severe restrictions on insurance companies from paying for abortions, Washington is alone in seriously considering legislation mandating the opposite. Let's hope this gets killed. The Reproductive Parity Act, isn't that creative? They're calling it the Reproductive Parity Act, as their supporters call it, would require insurers in Washington state who cover maternity care, which all insurers must do, to also pay for abortions. The bill passed the state's house earlier this month by a vote of 53 to 43, so it is very close. It's almost right down the middle, though it faces an uncertain future in the Senate. A similar bill in the New York State Assembly has been introduced each session for over a decade, but has never received a public hearing. That's good news for you patriots living in Washington state. Because historically, if they can't get this to pass in New York, I mean, right smack in the middle of New Europe for the last decade, then Washington state stands a very good chance of this thing never coming to fruition. But they're pushing for it. So be aware of it. Put pressure on your senators and all of your elected officials, telling them that you do not want that here in the American Redoubt or in your state in Washington. Some lady, Melanie Smith, she's a lobbyist for some pro-choice Washington group, said, "This is a core value for Washingtonians," which is a lie. It's not a core value for Washingtonians. It's a core value for you because you don't have any values. But she says, "We should protect it while we still have it and not leave access to basic health care up to an insurance company." Well, providing abortion, murdering your child inside of your womb, that's not basic health care. So, I gotta bite my tongue, man. This just irks me. More news from the American Redoubt. Police departments beg and barter for ammo all across the country, actually, while Department of Homeland Security buys up 1.6 billion rounds just in the last year. The nationwide shortage of ammunition left many police departments scrambling to get their hands on the necessary rounds of ammunition, with some even bartering among each other. Representative Timothy Huelskamp, a Republican from Kansas, says the Department of Homeland Security has failed to respond to multiple members of Congress asking why in the world DHS bought more than 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition in the last year. One sergeant, Jason LaCrosse from the Bozeman, Montana Police Department, says nobody can get us ammunition at this point. LaCrosse also said that manufacturers are so far behind that they won't even give him a quote for an order. He says, "We have no estimation for time on when it will even be available." He worries that when ammunition is finally available at the high prices, that the high prices will squeeze the department's budget. The other options are to reduce the amount of training and things like that, he said. And the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department's also cut down on firearms training due to the high cost and low supply of ammunition. He says, Sergeant Jody Mays says that the concern over firearms availability and ammunition availability and potential of gun control certainly has impacted the availability of ammo purchases locally. And finally, we have a new story coming out of Idaho in the American Redoubt. Idaho's Governor Otter switched from fighting Obamacare to participating. This story was brought by The Blaze. They did an exclusive interview with him. And their article states that as the governor of Idaho, Butch Otter gained national attention when he switched from standing up to Obamacare to later deciding to push his state to participate by setting up a health care insurance exchange of its own. Otter, a Republican, who says his state is the reddest of the red states, which I that, I believe that's true. He explained in an interview with The Blaze that he's far from backing down. Rather, his change of strategy is positioning Idaho to lead the fight against in what he thinks is President Barack Obama's real end goal, which is a single-payer system run by the federal government. It is better for the state to administer its own system than to cede that authority to the federal government, Otter said, adding that it will be harder to create a single exchange if every state has its own distinct system. I understand the rationale behind that, but I still disagree. I believe that governors or governments, state governments who choose to go with a state insurance exchange program so they won't have to follow the federal one are still getting painted into the same corner. I believe that we should assert our 10th Amendment rights and say, well, there's not going to be any health exchanges here, period. We're going to continue on our own. So anyway, that's a whole different argument, whole different topic. But anyway, this is what he said. And he explained why. You can read about that yourself. You can also look at the video that's posted up over there at The Blaze. Actually, hear your governor, for you Idaho residents of the American Redoubt, listen to how he had to explain away his position. In an exclusive interview with The Blaze contributor Mallory Factor, Otter discussed how Idaho could teach Washington how to balance a budget. That would be good. And why Americans should consider moving from blue states to red states. Did you catch that? The governor of Idaho is a proponent of redoubting. So he's trying to tell you to move to the American Redoubt. Now, he's trying to protect you. I disagree with his method in this particular case. I think they should just say no to healthcare exchanges, period. But they're doing what they think is right. It is a very red state, the reddest of the red states. And the governor of Idaho saying that Americans should consider moving from blue states to red states. Now, and also it's true, Idaho has a balanced budget, but you can only move to red states if you are an American patriot. If you are a progressive, you're not allowed. We're having enough trouble getting the ones out of here that we already have. We're going to be talking about that in the next segment. So anyway, stay right there. You are listening to the John Jacob Schmidt Show on Radio Free Redoubt. Take a quick break. Don't touch that mouse.
Please remember to support local businesses whenever you have a choice, especially support Patriot-owned businesses. This will strengthen the American Redoubt. Look for businesses that advertise in conservative publications or in church or Christian business directories. Of course, we all need accountability, so don't neglect to check references and get competing bids when appropriate.
Greetings, Patriots. This is Chris Walsh, broker at Revolutionary Realty, located in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I sell land and backwoods cabins to America's Patriots every day. Creeks, springs, timber, and game, good survivable property without natural disasters. The state of Idaho has a balanced budget, and our people believe deeply in the Second Amendment. Call me today at 208-667-1776 or visit me online at www.revrealty.us. I'll be glad to serve you, and God bless America.
Are you a licensed ham operator? If so, the American Redoubt Movement needs your help. To support the mission of keeping the American Redoubt connected in a Teotihuacan situation, Radio Free Redoubt is working on a project to build a network of patriotic, amateur radio operators who consider themselves redoubters. Your skills will be critical in rebuilding and advancing the American Redoubt Movement after Teotihuacan. Please email us at radiofreeredoubt@gmail.com to find out how you can partner with Radio Free Redoubt in this critical and time-sensitive project. Your input and ideas are greatly appreciated. Thank you, ham operators, for what you do.
Okay, welcome back from the break. Thanks for sticking around. This is John Jacob Schmidt. And we are, wow, it's hard to believe it's March already, but it's beautiful because it's just now getting dark. It's going to be lighter and lighter every day. It's beautiful. Spring is upon us. We're getting some nice sunny weather, pushing, well, the 50s, 50 degrees almost for most of the American Redoubt. I want to take the time right now to thank those of you who made small donations this week to Radio Free Redoubt to help support us. $10, $20, $25, $30. You know, we get probably, you know, three or four of those a month from folks that just want to help out. And I can't tell you how much that is appreciated. There are costs involved with operating Radio Free Readout. There's internet fees. There's storage, you know, FTP fees. There's the podcast. All these little things add up. And that really helps to relieve that. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And also, we're always trying to improve our equipment and capabilities. We have some goals that we're trying to achieve. I'll probably share that with you a little bit later, but as much as I can. But we'll need your help with that going into later this spring, into the summer. But anyway, just very much appreciated. Okay, I ran an article earlier this week called Voice of America Mixes with Digital Communications. This is really exciting because the Voice of America, which is basically a pro-America propaganda radio outlet that's been around in various forms since probably World War II and during World War II, the Voice of Europe, the Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, Radio Free, you know, just different outlets. Well, Voice of America started doing exactly what Radio Free Redoubt has been working on, this project to start putting out digital communications during our broadcasts and other types of, how do I say, projects that we've been involved in for communicating. But anyway, several of you got to tune in on your shortwave radios because Voice of America did some broadcasts in AM, so you don't need to use single sideband, so you can use any regular shortwave radio to listen. And they explain in detail during these broadcasts, 30-minute broadcasts, how digital communications works. And we've talked about this at length in various different broadcasts, you know, over the last year, year and a half, since we really first started introducing it. So several of you had the opportunity to listen and record. Thank you so much, by the way, for doing that. I was not where I could record it. We've had some listeners record and send in, and some are sending in a various different quality of audio files, either email or other means, that has the audio file that we're going to break down the various different modes of your digital communications. What this is sending text over a radio or using a sound file, and it sounds all warbly and scratchy, but it is encoded text. And that needs much less power to travel much farther to send a message than you use for voice. But I'm going to write an article in the next week on the topic of the Voice of America broadcasts on this topic. I'm going to include the audio files from it and links on how you too can download the free software onto your computer to decode digital communications in the various different modes. Many of you have been with us with Radio Free Readout from the beginning. You're already savvy on this, and you decode messages from time to time already that are put out by Radio Free Readout. And so it's really exciting, including Morse code. And we're going to be doing a lot more of that in the future. So stand by for that article. It's going to be coming up in the next week. Look for that. Also, what we're going to be covering in the next episode, episode 1307, which is going to take place in 2 weeks from now, because we're broadcasting every other week. That's going to happen on April 7th, Sunday evening, April 7th. We are going to be covering communications and announcing our regularly scheduled communication nets brought to you by Amron. That's the American Readout Radio Operators Network. How you can either start or join a regularly scheduled radio net that you can participate in to practice your communication skills, or at least just monitor and listen to others use their radios using the AMRON program that we've put in place for emergency Teotihuacan grid down situations to continue to communicate, keeping the American readout connected. All that's going to come together, and I know a lot of you have been asking for a long time, please, can we start regular communications nets? Yes, that's coming up in April. April 18th, to be exact. April 18th, as some of you might remember, that is, actually, you know what? I'm going to make that a little quiz. You tell me, what makes April 18th so significant? And why should we debut the AMRON regularly scheduled communication nets on April 18th? Email me in. Let me know. And you can email me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. Okay, there's a couple articles that I wanted to discuss. One article, when I was traveling through right after the elections back in November, I picked up a Coeur d'Alene Press newspaper. And right on the front of that newspaper was an article titled "Local Success Lacking." And this is right after Obama won the re-election. And the Republicans took every seat that I'm aware of in that Coeur d'Alene area, Kootenai County, Bonner County, the whole North Idaho area, and most of all of Idaho, actually. So what this article is, I'm going to read it to you. They're lamenting that local success is lacking. Think of the way that headline is written. The reason why I'm sharing this with you is because the enemy is making plans to infiltrate and expand their influence even in the American Redoubt, even in conservative bastions across our country, including the American Redoubt. Now, this really jumped out at me because if you remember in the movie Agenda, Grinding America Down. If you're not familiar with that, you can watch it in its full length now on YouTube. I think Hulu has it, or maybe Hulu. It's on various different places around the internet. Just Google it, Bing it, whatever you use. Go to Agenda, Grinding America Down. This is written, produced by a gentleman in Idaho. He's an elected official in southern Idaho who realized the agenda of the communists, not just progressive, not just liberals, not just left-wingers. This is the communist agenda for grinding America down, for destroying it. They're making a lot of headway. They're making progress. Okay, they're robbing our country away from us. Now, in that Agenda movie, there's a statement that he made, and that is that when it first started, this agenda, it all started with a meeting. Now, the producer of this documentary, he went to this meeting, I believe it was in California. I'd have to refresh my memory, but I believe it was in California. He went to hear this progressive agenda that was going to be presented by people in the community. Now, the producer said that when he went, he expected to see kind of hippie, young, granola munching, you know, types that, you know, just have this socialism, communism, Marxist revolution bent. He was surprised to see that these were actually affluent people, business owners, people with money, people who are educated, and people who are espousing the communist agenda. They laid out their entire agenda. It all started with a meeting. Some people who said, we're not being influential enough. Let's put our minds together. Let's figure out how we can take Americanism, get that off the table, and lay communism on the table, the Marxist agenda. How can we get this inserted into our culture? And that's where it all started. Okay, the reason why I'm mentioning that is because it's happening even in the American Redoubt. When I went through Coeur d'Alene, I picked up the newspaper and I saw local success lacking after the elections. Well, since the Republicans and conservatives took every seat, how could success be lacking? Well, it's lacking because the left got beat in Idaho and much of the American Redoubt. This is the article. Tables were packed at the Kootenai County Democratic Club meeting on Friday. The conversation jaunty, laughter easy. With an air of finality, Art Collins stood to declare, Obamacare is here to stay whether you like the damn thing or not. That's his quote. It's not me cussing. I don't cuss. But while the blue-leaning individuals were coasting on President Barack Obama's re-election, they had regrets. Oh, regrets? Over what? Well, pray tell. Okay, John Jacob, tell us. They have regrets over how their party and its reputation had fared here at home in November. So you got leftists, progressive, calling the American Redoubt their home. That's a problem right there in and of itself. Now, this is a quote. China had its election the same time we did. However, they're a one-party system. And Idaho, it's the same. You catching this? So what they're doing is they're comparing Idaho to China. And China is a communist country, but it's a single-party system, right? Well, Idaho, I mean, you know, circular logic. I mean, Idaho must be evil and oppressive, too, if we only have one-party system. No, it's just that we're conservative here. It's not one party. Because people vote for libertarians and they vote for constitutionalist party. What they mean is you're not letting the left agenda sneak in here. So it's not fair. They're stomping their feet and getting red in the face and everything else. Idaho's the same. It's currently a one-party system, said President Richard Coles, pointing to how all local Democrat candidates were easily defeated, yay, by Republican opponents. It's our obligation to turn that around. So there are two voices. Not so they're screaming at each other, but at least talking to each other. So basically, if we let more of these left-wingers and progressives in, well, then it's just going to be the reasonable approach. With the meeting aimed at discussing the party's future, following the Reagan Republican version on Thursday, each of the 40 folks present took turns suggesting changes needed for the party, the county, the state. They're not going to be happy with just their little community. Ideas included a fiercer chase of donations and volunteers to support Democrat candidates and seeking to make school boards less partisan. That's because so many of the school boards right now are partisan. They are conservatives. But that's just not going to do. Democrats were encouraged to speak up when immersed in a conversation-heavy crowd. We need to talk to outsiders, find out what our image is, said former legislator George Saylor. He's a Democrat that got ousted. Why are we not doing better? Well, that's because you're not accepted here in the American Redoubt. That's why you're not doing better. Go back to the People's Republic of California. Go to Chicago. Go to Illinois. Go to New Europe. If you want to take your communist agenda and do better with it, go somewhere else where the people are demanding it. But you just don't accept that we don't want it here. Some pointed out that the Democrats are failing to tie themselves to winning issues like toppling the state's three education reform proposals. The propositions failed, but everyone who supported 1, 2, and 3 was reelected. Tell me how that makes sense. Well, I'll tell you how it makes sense. These propositions 1, 2, and 3, they were education reform that the people wanted. But what happened was, when they fought to get 1, 2, and 3, propositions 1, 2, and 3, these measures reinstated, the National Education Association spent big bucks to convince the people through a distorted, twisted propaganda campaign that these measures that the people wanted that were actually better for our public schools in the American Redoubt or for these folks in Idaho, that these are actually evil, sinister plans that makes war on children and everything else. Of course, nobody wants to make war on children, so let's overturn it. And that's what happened. So they had the forces of evil, which is the National Education Association, the unions behind this upturn. But anyway, I hope this is making sense and you guys are following all this. Others cast out a helpless attitude that the largely older, white, affluent demographics of North Idaho simply won't back the leftist position. That's right. And it's not older. It's not just white. It's not affluent demographics. It's not the affluent. It's the average Joe Schmo trying to bust his butt to support his family that doesn't want your socialist agenda here. Nobody wants it. They can't get that through their heads. Cheryl Stransky, who just lost her bid for a legislative seat, said she'd been surprised how many county residents were open to her ideas when she went door to door. They were just being polite. You understand that? Because they're polite in the American Redoubt. All right? They're being polite to you. They don't agree with you just because they smile and nod and say, very interesting. Yeah, we'll see. My husband and I will talk it over. Have a nice day. Does not mean they embrace your ideas. They're being polite. Anyway, there are more moderate Republicans than I thought. No, they're being polite. Adding that she started campaigning too late in the game. Not all the Republican base is crazy. Wow, there's a revelation. And, of course, there's her excuse why she didn't win. She started too late in the game. No, if you would have started 2 years earlier, you still would have lost. The critical issue, Stransky added, is for local Democrats to immerse themselves in more civic organizations and show their platform is more reasonable than what many Republicans perceive. That's not reasonable. No matter how many times you say it, it doesn't make it reasonable. You can try to make it more palatable because you twist and spin and deceive, but it's not more reasonable. Virgil Edwards pointed out that the Democrats have a real advantage right now. The Republican Party is fractured. You know what? He's right. Why is the Republican Party fractured? Not so much in the American Redoubt. Most of the Republicans are conservative. But in Congress, and this is the perception, the Republican Party's fractured, is that most Republicans on the national level are not conservative. They are rhinos. They are Republicans in name only. Yeah, we have quite a bit of that in the American Redoubt too. But a lot of the Republicans are very, very conservative. Most of them don't believe that our country is really that far gone. And it can still be saved if we just write more letters to our congressmen. We're beyond letter writing. This is just so far deteriorated. Our Americanism is so under attack, being eaten up like a cancer by this leftist agenda. Anyway, I'm ranting. Even with the local, within the local level, there's a separation going on. The extremism, people being moderate, it's hard for people to find a place, said Edwards, a former Republican. See, he was a rhino. He was used to be a Republican, which means he just basically... He was left of center Republican, like most of the Republicans in this country. The crack in the armor has happened, he says. This is an opportunity to find more common ways of working together. No, they mean more common ways of finding chinks in the armor and trying to continue to divide our nation. Let's see here. It's absolutely possible to change the partisan trend of the area. It is possible if we allow it. But we can't allow it. So, we've got some issues here. We've got some people that are already planning. Some of these people that were involved in this that aren't named in here, they are also part of how this is emerging. What I mean by that is, just recently, somebody sent me an article also from the Coeur d'Alene Press. The reason why I saved this other article, Local Success Lacking, is because I wondered in my mind, they're already planning how to fracture the conservative base, not just Republicans. They want to figure out how to get their foot in the door, the nose of the camel into the tent to bring progressivism into the American Redoubt. So I saved that article. I'm like, I'm going to keep watching for this because this is going to emerge somehow, some way. Well, now we're seeing it. And this is it. An article just came out, Bringing Balance to North Idaho. Pretty creative. They have the Coeur d'Alene Press helping them with this agenda. So you folks that are living in Kootenai County, Bonner County, Latah County, even if, well, actually, I don't care where you live. If you're living in Ohio and you're planning on moving to the American Redoubt, tell them, say, hey, I'm planning on moving there because it's so conservative. And with this agenda right here, okay, I'm definitely going to move there because I want to be part of the machine that stops you in your tracks. Because there's got to be someplace, a lighthouse, a beacon on the hill somewhere in this country where Americanism still strives and still survives. Where it thrives, where your leftist agenda is going to be destroyed at every turn. So write these guys, write the Coeur d'Alene Press, tell them you're sick of their leftist agenda. Bringing balance to North Idaho. Candidates seeking election in nonpartisan races in Kootenai County will now have an opportunity to receive endorsements and campaign funds from a newly formed political action committee. They're calling this Balance North Idaho, BNI. It's a political action committee called Balance North Idaho. This is the same kind of stuff that came from the meeting in California with this agenda, grinding America down. How can we push forward our agenda of progressivism across the country? Well, they're doing it here in the American Redoubt now. This is it right here. It starts with a political action committee. They're developing plans. Who knows how many meetings they've had in secret to talk about their agenda. Balance North Idaho announced last Monday that they're forming in Coeur d'Alene. That's the name we've selected. It's very meaningful to our cause, I'll bet. Business owner, several nonpartisan elections with ballots that do not indicate the political party affiliations of candidates will take place in Kootenai County on May 21st. There's going to be positions, school, library, hospital, water district. Here's the thing. It's not that people in the American Redoubt see Republican and vote for that person just because it says Republican next to them. They're not pro-Republican. They're anti-Democrat. If they see something, if there's a way to beat the Democrats, they're going to vote for the other person. Whether it's got an R or an I or a C next to their name, it's not about putting Republicans in. So what they're trying to do, be aware, folks, this is not just happening over in Coeur d'Alene. This is happening across the country and across the American Redoubt. There are several positions in your elections that are coming up that are nonpartisan. What that means is it doesn't have, you won't see the person's party affiliation next to their name. It'll just have like John Smith and Sarah Jones and Bob Baker, a list for your hospital, for your school board of trustees, for these different positions that are, quote, nonpartisan. So what they're going to do, these are usually no-name positions. Like these people you never even heard of before, unless you know them personally. So what they're going to try to do is find the person with the left-wing agenda, and they're going to promote that person heavily in these conservative areas. Why? Because you're going to vote on name familiarity, because there's no party affiliation next to their name. So you're going to go, yeah, I've heard about this guy, you know, Bob Smith. I heard a lot about him. I see his name all over the place. Yeah, I'll vote for him. But if you knew, if there was a D next to his name, you would not vote for him. So what they're trying to do is sneaky, sly, under the radar, trying to get these people projected into these places of influence in your schools, your hospital, your county government, your city government, city councils, and this kind of stuff, so they can push through a leftist agenda. Are we just hate D? We hate the letter D? Why are we so disgusted with the Democratic Party? Because they're sneaky. Because they're leftists. Because they're progressives. Because the Democrat Party has been hijacked by the progressive communist statist agenda. Anyone, I don't care if they're pro-gun. I don't care if they're anti-abortion, if they're pro-life. If they're a Democrat, I will not vote for them. Why? Because when you put a D in front of your name, you're saying, this is the party that I'm associated with. I adopt their platform. I believe in what they believe. You can't say, I'm a Democrat, but I'm pro-life. I'm not like other Democrats. No, because what we're going to find is you chose your side when you say I'm a Democrat. Because it represents the major front that's the leading edge of the left agenda. So I want you guys to be aware of what's going on across in Cheyenne, in Bozeman, in Moscow, in Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, Missoula. Missoula's like so far to the left. I mean, I'm not sure what can solve Missoula's problems except maybe a couple drone strikes. But this lady says, Elva Allen, whose children are members of the Coeur d'Alene tribe, says she's involved with this political action because of her kids. She said she grew up in Coeur d'Alene and left for a few years, but returned because she loves the region. Well, who wouldn't? And she says, I want my children to come back here. So are you saying that they won't come back here because it's too conservative? Or I'm not sure what the point here of this. I know what the point of the article is. It's to get you to embrace this organization because they're all about balance. And everybody wants to be in balance, right? You don't want to be out of balance. So, of course, we'll support this. You need to know. You need to know who the people are that are gaining positions of influence in your communities. This is how they're sneaking in. And you need to inform others. You need to get a hold of groups like the Reagan Republicans, like the Pachyderm Clubs, like the Women Republicans of such and such county, wherever you're from, conservative groups, watchdog groups, John Birch Society, the Oath Keepers, these different organizations that are going to be doing their homework and research to endorse certain candidates that are going to oppose the progressive agenda and candidates who are going to fight for the values that you hold dear, Americanism. Oh, there's another thing. I threw this on the floor. Hold on. I got disgusted and threw my papers across the floor. Something else here. Ergens, this lady who started this, says, everything's moved very far to the right in this town. Yeah, that's because we're making progress. That's true progress. She said, we want to focus on candidates able to set aside their political beliefs, said North Idaho Balance PAC board member Sarah Meyer. Do you want somebody in an elected position who's going to set aside their political beliefs? Or what they mean is hide their political beliefs while they're campaigning. We don't want somebody who's going to set aside their political beliefs. I don't want, I don't want a Christian running for office who's going to set aside his religious beliefs when he's an elected official. Who's going to not let his Christian views influence his job. I don't want somebody with conservative values setting aside their political beliefs when they're in some elected position. That's why we put them there. But you got to know who they are. Because these people are getting ready to start deceiving you and hiding their true agenda. Once they're in place, once they start passing policies, it is so difficult to unseat them and to overturn their policies. It takes a major campaign of awareness, especially once they get deeply rooted. And that would be fine, except the people, even conservatives for the most part, are too busy to pay attention. They're too busy being entertained or just too busy running their businesses. They're too busy raising families. They can't. It's exhausting to keep up on all the stuff that's going on out there. so they don't pay attention. That's how these guys sneak in. But this is not a time for patriots to go to sleep. This is the time for us to be roused and woken and alert, especially across the American Redoubt and across other redoubts, other conservative pockets where there's high concentrations of conservative people. This is not just one community. This is happening, and it's happening across the country. This is how these communists, leftists, and progressive statists, globalists, have gotten into all positions in our country, including the White House. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you. I'm going to go ahead and throw my stuff on the floor again. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up because it's just I want to make sure it don't get crazy long. This is important stuff, people. I want you to just really step up, be aware of what's going on, and I hope this was informative for you. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up tonight. So we're going to wrap this up. I want to leave you with some encouragement. Psalm 94, 21 through 23 says, "They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring on them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yes, the Lord our God shall cut them off." I want you to remember that there are evil people with evil plans, and they are going to succeed because this is a spiritual battle that's going on. They're going to succeed unless you sharpen your tools, your implements of this kind of warfare, and that's prayer. This is where the battles are going to be fought and won. That's on your knees. Okay, but you need to trust in the Lord to do this. You need to be aware and you need to do your part. You cannot check out. You have a responsibility to pay attention, to watch for evil, to rise up against it and speak truth. Okay, but don't try to go into this battle alone. You will lose if you try to go into this without the Lord with you. Okay, there's battles on all fronts, in our schools, in our communities, in our churches, during our elections. All these things are taking place. Okay, and they're gathering themselves against the soul of the righteous. All right, but the Lord is your defense. Remember that. All right. Okay, you have a great week. I want to continue getting letters from you guys, letters from encouragement, but also ideas and suggestions, things that can help Radio Free Redoubt grow. We've got several projects that are in the works that I can't go into right now, but I also want to encourage you to get brushed up on that communications stuff that we've posted different articles on, because we're going to be doing a lot more of that in the future, because those are very valuable skills we might need in a future situation where conventional communications might not be available, and we need to stay connected. Patriots, conservatives, preppers and redoubters. Oops. Need to keep our communities connected and to be able to pass information back and forth from occupied America to the American Redoubt and vice versa, and across the American Redoubt, to keep patriots connected, including our leadership, when they will need to stay connected with other leadership, our elected officials who are fighting right now for our rights and for our Constitution, for Americanism. So anyway, I just want to encourage you to get brushed up on that stuff. Okay, we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks on April 7th. That's right, April 7th for episode 1307. This is John Jacob Schmidt. You've been listening to the Voice of American, the American Redoubt on Radio Free Redoubt. God bless and good night.